former local attorney has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. 71-year-old William Sparks of Jackson Township was sentenced Wednesday by Common Pleas Judge Natalie Haupt. Last month, he pleaded guilty to 6 counts of theft. Prosecutors say Sparks stole more than $882,000 from 7 clients between 2018 and 2021. He has repaid most of the money. Sparks resigned his law license in 2020 when facing disciplinary action. The move stemmed from real estate transactions handled by his former title agency and an estate transaction in which Sparks delayed making payment. Washington Township trustees have taken a step toward placement of a fire levy renewal on the November ballot. The board agreed Monday to ask the Stark County auditor to certify the current tax valuation and determine revenue to be generated by a 1.25 mil levy. It will be on the books for 5 years with collection to begin in 2026. Canton home heavily damaged by fire. Personnel were called to the 1,000 block of Sherlock Place Northeast just before 3 this morning. Flames were seen coming from the attic and roof. No injuries were reported and a cause has not been determined. Estimated damage just under $28,000. The repository says the fire started in the attic of the unoccupied house, which was undergoing renovations. Stark County commissioners have awarded a contract for a micro-surfacing road project, $1 million agreement with Columbus-based Strasser Construction. This year's project involves nearly 9 miles of roadway, among them Broadway Avenue Northeast from Routes 153 to 62, Frank Avenue Northwest from University Street to Fulton Road, Market Avenue from Mount Pleasant to State Street, and Orchard View Drive Southeast from Trump Avenue to the Canton city limits. Funding will come from the Motor Vehicle Fund. A Pennsylvania man behind bars in Portage County after being arrested with a teenager who police said was possibly endangered. 20-year-old John Wolfe of Newcastle was found early Wednesday along with a 14-year-old girl who police say was in his car as he led officers on a chase from Pittsburgh through Mahoning and Trumbull counties. The Erie teen had been declared missing after not having been seen since Tuesday. Police in Pittsburgh saw the vehicle early Wednesday and began a pursuit. The Highway Patrol says the chase ended near West Branch State Park. Wolf is being held on a drug possession charge. More charges are pending in Pennsylvania. Kimoni Bryant, who pleaded guilty to aggravated murder in the 2020 murder of Rowan Sweeney, had his sentencing postponed. Bryant was to be sentenced today after accepting a plea deal in February. Vindicator reports the deal could be changed after prosecutors say Bryant lied to investigators about facts of the case. His scheduled testimony was canceled in the trial of 21-year-old Brandon Crump of Youngstown. Crump was found guilty of aggravated murder in February. Prosecutors say Crump shot Sweeney during a home invasion and robbery in Struthers. He'll be sentenced following psychological evaluation. 4 people were wounded, including the boy's mother, her boyfriend, and co-defendant Andre McCoy. He pleaded guilty to murder and will be sentenced April 30th. Man accused of violently assaulting a Beaver Township police officer was sentenced Wednesday. 33-year-old Zachary Crespo of Austintown pleaded guilty in January in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. He was indicted on multiple charges in May, including felonious assault, aggravated robbery, and endangering children. Crespo attacked and took the weapon of the officer who was responding to a domestic violence call May 12th. He was sentenced to 14 to 17 years in prison. Former mayoral candidate in Niles faces charges of aggravated menacing and intimidation. George Kuriatnik is accused of incidents involving Mayor Steve Mankiewicz at 2 city council meetings. Kuriatnik allegedly got into a menacing stance with the mayor in an attempt to provoke a physical altercation. He's also accused of sending threatening text messages to a council member and reportedly made direct threats to the mayor at a March 20th council meeting. The mayor filed a protection order April 2nd. Case of a man accused in a fatal hit-skip accident in Austintown sent to the Mahoning County Grand Jury. 49-year-old James Stahura of Youngstown appeared in court Wednesday. His case was bound over. Stahura faces a potential indictment on charges including reckless homicide, tampering with evidence, and failure to stop after an accident. 66-year-old Linda Adams of Austintown was walking her dog on Lancaster Drive March 11th when she was hit by a pickup truck. The vehicle fled the scene. Video of the incident was captured by a doorbell camera. Stahura later turned himself in. National Weather Service will be sending survey teams across Northeast Ohio. One will survey in Bucyrus. The other will look at Windham to Champion Township in Portage and Trumbull counties. Residents in Windham realized it was not a typical spring storm. Tornado sirens did not go off. The residents watched as a funnel cloud formed and dropped out of the sky about 7 p.m. Multiple homes were damaged. No one was hurt, according to Portage County Sheriff Bruce Sikowski. Firefighters went home to home but did not find anyone trapped or injured. Before blowing through Portage County, the storms moved through Crawford County, hitting the city of Bucyrus. The hardest-hit area downtown along Sandusky Avenue, where businesses were damaged, no injuries were reported. Of the following funeral announcements, service for 33-year-old Michael Fleur, Friday at 7 o'clock, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Services for 68-year-old Alan Lee Houck of Alliance, Monday at 10 o'clock at Community Bible Church in Beloit, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Services pending for 74-year-old Linda M. Ventura of Alliance, arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.